So.
Okay. Hi, Kathy. Or Susan. Which would you rather go by, Susan or Kathy?
Oh, Susan's fine. My parents call me Kathy. I'm a registered professional engineer and a registered structural engineer in the state of Washington. And I haven't attended one of these before. So if I'm improper or out of line, just let me know. I was surprised that there seemed to be some objection to calling people they. And I don't care whether people call themselves they. And I really just joined so I could say, hello, part of the community. I don't care what people call themselves.
Okay. We're both going to think of the same thing. If you could wait until we started the recorder, and then we'll ask you to go ahead and give your comments again.
I accidentally started.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry, you wanted contact information. You want my email?
Just your name and initials. We got it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. All right. Yeah, I mean, I'll be on your list. I'm still licensed.
Okay. So we're gonna start the public hearing. So good afternoon. We're now on the record.
Yes. Okay.
It's November 20th, 2024, and it is 12:32 p.m. This is a recorded public hearing held by the Washington State Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors, which I will refer to during this hearing as the board. My name is Ken Fuller, and I'm the director of the board and presiding officer at this hearing. This hearing is being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regards to the board's proposed rule changes to Washington Administrative Code.
These codes, sorry.
Okay. 196.09, Board Practices and Procedures, 196.23, Stamping and Seals, 196.33-400, Seals and Stamps, and 196.34.115, Qualifying Activities. This is a public hearing held virtually and in person at the board's office located at 605 11th Avenue Southeast, Suite 201, Olympia, Washington, as well as virtually and WebEx. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WRS 2420-127, filed with the Code Advisor's Office on October 1st, 2024, and by posting notice of the hearing and attendance instructions on the board's website. The proposed rule language is also available on the website. These rule changes are proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 1843.035 and RCW 34.05.020. The board is required to make a recording of this hearing, so we're audio recording this hearing. The board encourages anyone attending this hearing to provide their comments today. If you do not wish to speak today, you may also submit written comments by 5 o'clock today, November 20th, 2024. Send them to shannon.gillespie at brpels.wa.gov. We may not respond to your comments today. Instead, the board gathers all comments for a comprehensive review. And based upon that review, the board will consider whether these proposed rules should be revised. Since this hearing is being conducted both in person and virtually, we encourage online participants to mute themselves when not speaking to reduce background noise when others are speaking. Should the board decide not to make any substantive changes to the proposed rules, the board will provide written responses to all comments and respond to them by category or subject matter in a single written document called a concise explanatory statement. This will enable you to see the comments and the responses in one location. The concise explanatory statement will be posted on the board's website and provided to anyone who makes comments today or during the comment period. Before we begin with the public comment, has everyone signed in, or has anyone else signed in the meeting that we'd like to provide comments?
There is another person that signed in, G. Becker. You can either introduce yourself, or you're not required to, or we'll just list you as G. Becker.
Yeah, this is Gary Becker, just listening in. Thank you.
So you don't want to testify?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and so at this time, we'll call on those who signed up to speak, and you'll be called to speak in the order which you signed into. Since there's one order, right?
Yes.
My name is Susan Farnworth. I'm a licensed civil engineer and a licensed structural engineer in the state of Washington. And when I read the changes that have been proposed and then rejected, I felt that it was important that I speak as a member of the community on this issue of whether people call themselves they or not. I don't think it matters. I'm surprised that anyone cares. And I wanted to say what people call themselves they if they want. Now, is there something else that I should be telling you? Because this is the first time that I've ever participated in one of these.
No, you can just tell us whether you oppose, support, or are neutral. And they'll take your comments into consideration.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's whichever okay. One is the one that says, let people call themselves they if they want to.
So the original language.
Yes, okay. The original language was fine. I'm astounded. People are
okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And Gary, you didn't want to comment?
No, not particularly. I was just listening in. I guess I can comment if that's okay. I guess I'm a little concerned about changing pronoun usage. I think that using the terms they in places when we're trying to refer to one specific individual can be a little bit confusing. And so I think that there are ways to use the language and revise the language to make it gender inclusive. I'm not sure that using the term they, though, really achieves that. And really, I guess my concern is if we're saying that, as an example, that an individual is responsible for sealing a drawing, then clearly that's one person, one individual. And I think we can write the language to refer in that way. So I guess I'm just a little concerned about using the term they when we really mean one person.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Yep, thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else in attendance who wishes to provide comments on the proposed changes to WAC 19609, 19623, 19633400, and or 19634115? Seeing none, we're gonna end this meeting unless anybody else says anything around the room. Okay, so it's now 1:39 p.m. 39 p.m. Thank you. And this hearing is adjourned. So thank you, everybody. We're still online, but the recording stopped. Yeah.